As the mighty ruler of the violet planet speaks his heart to us, we open our hearts' love to him and thank him for his willingness to come and give us his radiation and do that for us which he has offered to do in the assistance to beloved Saint Germain. Beloved ones, in the heart of freedom to the earth, I trust tonight I may make you feel closer to us in every way possible. And I hope, as you turn your attention to the violet planet and all that its radiation can do for the world, you will feel its individual blessings come forth and fill your own worlds with that which I assure you does bring freedom. And since this is the time of the outpouring of the beloved Master Jesus to the people of earth and the outpouring from the Royal Teton, I would appreciate it greatly if you would understand enough of what the violet planet can do for the earth to call forth its blessings as a matter of gift to those you contact and to life everywhere. If you will draw the beauty, the happiness, and the freedom and all their blessings from the violet planet to the earth and give it to life everywhere just by your silent commands that you ask for these blessings to come to bless the life of all you contact. It will enable us to release more and more of the individualized streams of our radiation and blessings from the violet planet in and around you all. For as you open the way by your willingness to bless life, by calling our activities of the sacred fire to the life around you, we can automatically bless you more with a concentrated outpouring of that which we are privileged to dispense and the authority which is ours in assisting the people of this world to be free. There are boundless blessings can come to you all from the violet planet. Blessed ones, blessings of which you dream not, blessings of which you've never heard, blessings that have never yet come to this world, are awaiting the release by the action of the cosmic law to come into the outer use of humanity. So if you will begin this by calling forth our blessings to individuals and localities and conditions, to life everywhere, the life in the plants, the life in the atmosphere, the life in the world around you, all life. It matters not what binds that life. You can but help to set it free when you call for all the blessings of the violet planet to flood that life until it outpictures the full perfection of the ascended master's divine plan fulfilled. So, blessed ones, in your use of the blessings from the violet planet, you will become aware of more of its power within yourselves. And that blesses you with greater and greater freedom and greater power to give freedom to all life that you contact. For one day, this world must be so flooded with a violet consuming flame from our great sphere of activity that it purifies all in this world and sets into action the outer manifestation that will be here for many, many thousands of years until the planet becomes a sun in the radiation of its sacred fire to the universe around it. Now there are legions uncountable of beings, angels and other beings from the violet planet that can come to assist you. There are blessings indescribable. And there is the power of the violet consuming flame to do for you unbelievable things until you set it into action. And then, through your own heart's call and love to that violet consuming flame that comes from the violet planet, will you become aware of what its cosmic function is to this system of worlds, what its blessing is to you as individuals, and what its cosmic service is to all who will send love there and open the way to let flow its marvelous, marvelous manifestations to life. It is the treasure house of such beauty, such power, such manifestations as you could not imagine in your wildest dreams. There is such magnificence in the action of the violet consuming flame that is focused into the violet planet. And since it has to become a violet sun in space and give of its boundless sacred fire to the system of worlds that will one day surround it, we want you to share in the blessings that we may expand that sacred fire to its greater cosmic service and activity in the universe. So if you will let us fill your world individually with our blessings of the violet planet, I assure you, you will never have cause to regret it. And its beauty will remind you of our existence always. I am definitely calling for its beauty and its happiness to bless you, that you may feel its greater freedom by the blessings it pours into you and your world. Then, whenever you choose to send it forth to bless others, your own blessings grow greater by your use of it within yourselves. So, when I said some time ago, to acknowledge that you live, move, and have your beings in the world of the violet flame, the world of the violet planet, the world of its boundless blessings, I had in mind very definite manifestations which I want to begin to bring into this world. And the first place we want to bring that is in your use and your wills for your greater happiness and your individual greater freedom. Thank you, precious ones. Only as you see some of these violet flames come into outer action in your physical world will you understand what I am saying to you tonight. Because in the messenger's determination and call for a violet flame temple in every city, town, and hamlet on the earth, there will one day be anchored within each violet temple an eternal violet flame. Now this has magnificent blessings, precious ones, to you all. For one day, the fullness of that brought into outer conditions where mankind functions, you will find, as you someday step within it, it will return you to your youth and beauty, which you crave. That is why I am bringing it to your attention tonight. If you use it enough in and around yourselves, and you render a certain proportion of service to life, and you draw a certain amount of that within and around yourselves, at a certain point, the cosmic law permits us to increase it and complete your victory much more quickly than otherwise would be. So you cannot lose by using it. And once you begin to produce manifestations where you can see it, your joy will be so great that you will never stop using it again. You never will stop giving it to life everywhere, because we give it to the universe around us. And one day you must do the same. It is not in existence just to purify mankind and remodel this world. It is in existence to expand the beauty and happiness of its perfection to life. And if you will accept our gifts tonight, I said our gifts tonight, you will find them very real, very tangible, and observable by your physical sight and the physical sight of others. And that is what I meant when I said, live in the world of the violet flame from the violet planet, and let it reveal to you that which it can do for you, and then, as you call it forth to bless the rest of life, you will do for the world what we are trying to do for you. So, beloved ones, the more you use it, the more magnificent will be the gifts that it gives you. And the power of its mastery is indescribable. The very beauty which it is will make mankind love it and want it and worship it and use it. So when it reveals itself in outer conditions enough, the magnetic power of its love will draw mankind in to their final freedom. For you cannot help but love it once you see it, once you use it. you can never stop using it because the joy is so great. And that which you produce by your use of it, that it takes you forward into a realm of God's magnificent manifestations that are ecstasy supreme, and that will draw you on and on and on, up into the cosmic manifestations that are the eternal divine plans, ever expanding perfection and action to all life. I'm not an imaginary being. The messenger isn't making up these words. I am very real and very tangible. And whenever you want to see me enough and you love the violet consuming flame enough, I will reveal myself to you, and I will show you some of the powers of the violet consuming flame's marvelous blessings to life. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, when you call for these boundless blessings, purity and beauty, to flood all life that you contact, we will set it into action in certain channels where it will remove from the powers of nature the impurity and distress imposed upon those powers by mankind. And as you love it enough to give it to all life, you will be able to remove the blight upon nature, the disease of mankind, the imperfections of manifestation, and you set life free just by the beauty and the purity and the love of that violet consuming flame. And in its cosmic power, which we draw from the violet planet, it comes in whatever concentration is necessary to dissolve mankind's human creation, and then to draw forth the perfection of eternity that glorifies all life with beauty, with happiness, with freedom, and with mastery. It is the most magnificent gift of life when you realize what its blessing is to purify and raise life into the ascended master's octave. And so, as you go forward in the more intense use of it, just feel the privilege that is yours to call forth the marvelous blessings of the violet consuming flame from the violet planet and shower them, flood them, give them, expand them without limit to all life wherever you go. And in doing that, you too one day, clothed in the mantle of its eternal freedom, become an angel of the presence of the violet consuming flame. And all I ask you to do is just remember it enough to love to use it so that you can give its gifts to life, that your own life may release you into its greater freedom. So all I'm asking you to do is to remember to call for the love, the beauty, the happiness, and the power of the freedom of the violet consuming flame. May you enter into its world, become the majesty of its cosmic action, and use its power without limit, until wherever you go, you will be such a blessing to life that none can help but love you and cooperate with you, because the beauty is so great, it is irresistible. As you see it in action, freeing life from the imperfections of human creation, and you see the way ahead with a vista that draws you on irresistible by the magnificence of its cosmic perfection and its eternal happiness and love to the universe around it. Oh, that mankind would only look Godward long enough to see the manifestations that are waiting to set them free. Sometimes we get a little anxious to hurry the process along a little bit more until the masses of the people see the cosmic action of these activities of the sacred fire, producing such miracles of perfection that never again can the mankind of this world create the shadows of their own distress. So tonight, I enfold you in the world of my own heart's love to the violet flame and the violet planet and all its blessings that I want to bestow, that you may have the world of freedom to give to the rest of the universe that which I want to give to you. So if you will call, I will answer. If you will ask, I will do. If you will come to me, I will come to you. And the violet consuming flame, as it comes through, will reveal that which mankind will accept and enter into it for their eternal release. I enfold you in the cosmic heart flame of that violet flame control that is mastery everywhere for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved ruler of the violet planet, and all the love and blessings we know how to give. We shall call forth the powers and the blessings of the violet planet, and may they ever intensify and expand around us all beloved Saint Germain requires, to as quickly as possible purify America and the world, and take all into the ascension according to the great divine plan. And may the love of the violet consuming flame raise all to freedom as quickly as possible. We thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such violet-consuming flame and blessings from the violet planet, that wherever we abide, they transmute all things into the ascended master's freedom for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with this freedom for which we have called so long. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty ruler of the violet planet, and to you, beloved violet consuming flame. Clothe us in your heart power and miracle love of eternity, and make us your cosmic Christ control of all in this world wherever we abide, by that love that is forever the master of creation. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in whatever violet consuming flame consumes all veils between. Step through in your visible, tangible presence. And clothing us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one. The sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress enough violet consuming flame to consume the human forevermore, move us forward, the sun, presence, and victory of all that is divine. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun of cosmic action in such heart power of the love from the source of creation, blaze its cosmic Christ control in such violet flame power that mankind forever sees the way to freedom open and enters in to their eternal victory in the ascension. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those in this radiation, expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart's end of creation, our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, and now all the violet flames, cosmic action necessary to forever free the earth and all upon it and take all into the ascension as is the divine way of life. And we thank. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the fullness of its cosmic action come now through that violet consuming flame and move into outer physical conditions, the power that puts an end to mankind's distress for eternity. We thank you.